Good morning. It's the 4th of May. Our first reading today is Deuteronomy chapter 21. At the end of verse 21 of this chapter, we read, "And all Israel shall hear and fear." I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother Michael Story. The title of the book is The God We Worship, and this section is headed The Fear of the Lord. I read, "One vital aspect of worship is seen when we consider our Lord's temptations, as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. The Master was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. In his answer to one of his temptations, he said this, 'Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.' The Lord answered all his temptations with the inspired words of Scripture in the book of Deuteronomy. The marginal reference takes us back to Deuteronomy 6 verse 13, where Moses records the commands of God to the new generation about to enter the promised land. Notice, though, the word the Lord changed in his answer to Satan. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Although the Hebrew word for fear can mean to be afraid, it also has the meaning of standing in awe and of reverence, especially in relation to Almighty God. We have then a link between worship and reverential fear. The fear of the Lord is key to our worship, and is a key principle we find throughout the book of Deuteronomy. In order for God's people truly to worship him, they must first fear and love him as the creator of heaven and earth with all their heart and soul. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also, with all that therein is." Those words come from Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 to 14. Jesus recognized the same principle for himself. But so too must all those who become his disciples. Compare the words of Peter to Cornelius, the Roman centurion, who, when the apostle had entered his house, fell down and worshipped him. In Acts 10, verses 25 onwards, we read, "And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, 'Stand up! I myself also am a man.' Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.'" So then, godly fear is integral to the worship of the God we serve. It must be based soundly on God's word of truth, and not on human thinking. It must also come from the very depths of our inner being, otherwise our worship will be in vain, as God made clear through the prophet Isaiah and later through his son. And we are referred here to Isaiah 29 and Matthew 15 and Mark 7. So let us in our lives worship with reverence and godly fear. Thank you for listening.